News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. It is 7:05 on March the 21st, the day after spring started. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
And you are peachy?
Toasty? More apricot this
morning. You're very apricotty today. And, of course, somebody who is always peachy, Trish Clark.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm just good.
Got yourself all just, You're ready to go today.
I am.
You're not going to go back and go to bed.
No, sir.
Okay, you're up.
Once I'm up, I'm...
What are you going to do today?
I have a great day. I've got a bunch of stuff to do down at the Frontier Senior Center where I'm spend a good deal of time. And then I'm going to be going up to Anselmo's for dinner tonight.
Oh, pizza night.
Pizza night, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been up for a couple of weeks. I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, big day.
Okay. Well, what's the weather today?
The weather is, it's 44 degrees right now, and it's mostly sunny with a high near 68. West wind 6 to 11 miles per hour, so a little breezy. Mostly clear with a low around 40 this evening. Sunny with a high near 69 this weekend. Looking forward to a great weekend. And as always, the weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, where they're having pizza night tonight. Exactly. But you better make
a reservation.
Reservation.
Nice.
And you can go up there at 474-5546, and then you can look at the conservatory, which is almost finished.
Which they have their first wedding coming up.
This weekend.
So it should be close.
Is it, the 25th or something like that? Yes. Yeah, they're ready. RC's ready, and he's well rested, ready to go back for round 12. So,
it's a long fight.
It's going to be a long fight. Okay. Hey, look, let's go to let's have our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisors and Susan Eastman, who is always happy in the morning. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you. The stocks are starting out lower this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 63 points at 14,447. The S&P 500 is off 7 points at 1551. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 22 points at 3,232. Some of the day's biggest movers, Ford off 7 cents at 1329. Coca-Cola up 3 pennies at 39.90 per share. Walgreens down 8 cents at 45.94. Local stocks of interest, Walmart, positive 24 cents, trading at 73.22. Costco off 20 cents at 102.85. Target down 72 cents at 67.78. Over to commodities, gold is at $4.70 an ounce at $1,612.20. Silver positive 38 cents at $29.20. Crude oil off 71 cents, trading at $92 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. You can talk to Susan or Chris or Kathy or Josh or Steve. They have great advice for where to invest your money, or just stop by Park Marina Drive to their offices. It's right there. The Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay. Quick break, and then we have a lot of things to talk about. Frankly, from what I read in the paper, and if you can believe what's in the paper, and this judge has hammered Lassen National Park over the death of that 9-year-old from that terrible accident up there, and he has a real good reason to end the, and he is indicting, and maybe not officially, but the things that he's saying about the park superintendent, I think her name is Kuntz, he just hammered her. And I think we need to talk about that. And then there's a bunch of other things we need to talk about, including Cyprus. Yeah, do you think that'll ever happen here? We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area.
He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Leaking gutters or leaky roof? Need new doors and windows or just looking for interior design ideas? Jeff and Shirley invite you to the Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. From home theater systems to home mortgage experts, pools, spas, barbecues, and health and wellness professionals, you'll find it all at the original Home and Garden Expo featuring local businesses, great ideas, and exclusive show-only discounts. Inside out, top to bottom, find everything you need all at the Spring Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. The first 1,000 every day receive a free plant courtesy of Orchard Supply Hardware. Talk with your local experts for advice on the newest design concepts and technology, including the latest in everything green, interior designers, furniture, and everything for the garden, plus the Grillers Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Sir Optimus. Bring the whole family and have a free house key made at the Carroll's Lock and Key Booth. Gates open at 10 a.m. Spend the day at your original Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Find more information online at ReddingHomeExpo.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. Okay, I'm trying to get my rhythm going here. Linda, of course, would be smacking me up the side of the head at this point, but Trish just laughs at me. Good morning, Trish, again.
Good morning.
Linda's, you know, on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, which is Enjoy Magazine doing that. So
it'll be Linda is show. In absentia, to quote long lost voice.
In absentia. Now I've completely forgot. Oh, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee at Espresso Joe's. And it seems colder this morning than 44. To me,
it absolutely seems much colder.
The great coffee, either by the cup or the pound. And of course, walk next door, finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices at Tobacco and Brew. And of course, veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay.
The reason it's cold is it's damp, and we're not used to that because it's really, we got a good soaking out of this rainstorm. And I can tell you why that happened, because they weren't expecting very much rain out of this bank. They were saying they were going to get maybe a quarter of an inch. It turns out they got almost an inch and a half of rain out of this storm at the airport.
Why?
Well, that's because on Monday, I was in my yard and realized that, boy, a lot of stuff was really, really dry. And so I took it upon myself to spend most of the day giving everything a really good watering, you know, soaking down the pots and really giving everything a deep watering because I hadn't really turned my water on. So
That's why. Well, I thought the other reason is because Chris Schwager put out 12 tons of horse manure out in her pastures
well,
or something.
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah,
it was a good thing. Yeah. She said, you know what? If it doesn't rain, the horses are going to have to stay in my house and sleep in the bedroom.
Yes.
Until that stuff wears away. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, there's a lot of national things going on, but here's a one that just kind of really bothers me. This is the one at Lawson Volcanic Park. And they said they hear a federal judge said that the administrators were negligent and purposely destroyed evidence in that 2009 death of that little 9-year-old boy. He said that he recommended Wednesday a sanction of finding negligence in causing the death and injury of that boy. When the, you know, remember they were hiking the trail and they were up on a wall and the wall collapsed and a 600-pound boulder rolled on him, killed him and injured his sister. But here, you know, as much as I hate to say it, you know, there's accidents. But, it appears.
And in all faith, I mean, come on. Yeah. Your kids shouldn't have been up there. The parents should have been more responsible, and accidents do happen. But she went.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they shouldn't have been up there. But the point is that when you go hike on a trail and you got a big wall there, that kids will do it.
Kids are probably going to get.
But
up on
here's
it.
Here's
right.
the thing. Here's the thing about that. And the parents filed a wrongful death lawsuit alleging the park knew of the hazardous conditions of the wall. As it turns out. He said that the judge says that the park tore down the unsafe remainder of the wall less than a month after the death before the investigators could examine the scene.
And there was a document, I understand, according to the article, where they actually said it was in an unsafe condition and needed to be repaired, and the park superintendent took it upon herself to redact it?
Took out the strong language that said that the scene was dangerous, and she had it taken out. Yeah. But they found the original draft. And I mean, it's tell me that this woman, and her name is Darlene Coons, at least according to the story, should not be prosecuted for obstruction of justice.
Well, that's the judge's recommendation. He says it, you know, would entail a trial within a trial, but wow. Yeah, accidents do happen, but to try to go back and cover the...
She tried to cover it up. Well, it looks like in here. I mean, you know, when you redact the parts to say it was dangerous and think, okay, well, we didn't say it was dangerous. Nobody knew it was dangerous. And then she had it destroyed and there was no communications from anywhere indicating that she was going to destroy this. She just decided to take the wall out so there's no evidence.
Well, and certainly that makes it worse. Now, that's one side of the story.
It's one side of the story. It's in the paper. Because many times we bring in people here that give the other side of
exactly.
the story. You know, that's what,
the,
you know,
be interesting to get a hold side. Of the, to the, park superintendent and see if she's got something to say about that.
I guess we could do that.
Although I would imagine she's not going to say much.
But. Well, no, I'll tell you, she'll say the same thing the supervisors do in Larry Leeds' house if you ask them about a lawsuit. I'm sorry, we can't talk about a lawsuit. It's in progress.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, I can okay, almost understand that. The SIEU, the union is going forward. Of course, the judge said they could go forward with their lawsuit against the city and REU because they replaced the call center with, they outsourced it to another company that does business for them. And the SIU says this is unlawful to do this because the REU, they said that the classifying the call center as a special service was unlawful. It will cost us money. Well, according to the city who studied, said, no, it's going to save us $100,000 a year. We didn't fire anybody. I don't think it said they fired anybody. And that they're handling, 8 to 9% more phone calls.
And, yeah. and in a much more rapid manner, according to their statistics.
Well, I called the other day and somebody answered the phone and they helped me. They were very helpful. And I said, where are you at? She said, wherever they're at, Ohio, Arkansas, Mars. I'm not sure, but she was. American. She was, well, let me put it this way. She had an American accent. I mean, she could have been anywhere, but she had an American accent. She wasn't from Ohio. I didn't have to try to go through three supervisors so we could all understand the same word.
I got
at the same
you.
Time. Anyway.
So, been there, done that.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, you know, they've got a lawsuit. You know, can the city privatize, can they privatize jobs?
Well,
I guess is the question.
You know, this is something that we've struggled with for years, and certainly the call from the people always, if there's costs or issues or budget cuts, is to privatize. And I think having researched that several times, sometimes that's beneficial, sometimes it's not. In this particular instance, I think their statistics are going to hold up that in fact it is saving the city money. Can they do that with the union contracts? I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah, because that's the other thing they're talking about. And it's like the big thing out of Turtle Bay. Hey, You want to have it this way? Well, you can't have it this way. You can't have it both ways. You know what? We'll get the SIU guys in there because they came on last time and they were, you know, they're very articulate and they can tell their side of it. And we'll get the city in and have them tell their side too. Yeah. You know, separate times. If they'll talk about lawsuits. You know, isn't it funny how, you know, SIU will talk about it in a second because they know the city won't.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Got Trish Clark here with me and it's, you know, it's a happy Thursday. Are you happy Thursday?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll figure out something to talk about. We have other people coming in at 7:30 and of course, Senator Maurice Johannesson joining us at 8:00. We'll be right back.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dispensation and sweep the nation with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Auto Lube. Family owned Auto Lube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder, power steering, and more. AutoLube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and AutoLube, where we treat you like one of the family. AutoLube, with four locations to serve you.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Sorry, I haven't paid too much attention to the chat room. Bad Bob's checking it out. Trish Clark, you were pointing at something. What are you pointing at?
Well, I was thinking it was really interesting because this whole baseball discussion that we've had in the city of Reading forever, I think it's one of those that just won't go away. We've talked about getting a team up here, a semi-professional team. We've gone back and forth, and then Simpson College started up a pretty good, successful baseball.
Do you know what their record is this year?
No.
1-20.
Oh,
they got killed the other day, 23-2.
Well, I haven't been following the scores, but I'm saying by successful.
I wasn't either, but my gosh.
Is that they've got a program going that got a lot of players involved and getting some response from the community. And then we've got the other one at Tiger Field that is going and.
The Colt 45s.
The Colt 45s.
Which is
exactly.
It's a big summer league and they're expanding that. People have come in and they want to expand the league and they're putting money into it.
Exactly. So now the headline in the paper is now Simpson and the city are both going after the same money to expand their baseball programs, We've gone from trying to have one successful program to trying to have two successful programs and competing to get the money to make either one of them happen.
Yeah, but well, they can both get part of the money. One can get all of the money. Now, Simpson got $100,000 a couple of years ago, but couldn't move forward with it, had to give it back. I didn't know that. It was in the paper. But yeah, Bassetti Rick Bassetti has got some real ideas about what to do with Tiger Field and, right down there in the middle of the city. And of course, Simpson, it wants to, use theirs for, different groups of people too. I mean, in any way, it could be a win. But is it going to turn into, my shoes are bigger than your shoes?
I don't know, but I was reminded when I saw the headline that an old axiom, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, we've been talking about this all the time that I've been in the city of Redding since the 70s. I mean, since I've been in Shasta County, and I just find it, I think it's great. It would be wonderful if we actually created a successful baseball venue.
Redding could be, because look at it. We have the weather for baseball.
We certainly
do. It's a little warm, but if you put out some bleachers and stuff like that, I mean, you could have a baseball team here. I think people would support a baseball team here.
I've always thought that a franchise. When I was a young girl in Idaho, we had a farm team. A farm team that was tremendously successful.
Well, they've got one. They've had the Chattanooga Mudcats down in where my sister lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee. They have a beautiful stadium. I mean, and that thing rocks down there. I mean, you have all types of great things going on. The Chattanooga Mudcats. And they're one of the farm teams. So could we have a farm team here? Probably, but you'd have to buy don't they have to have a stadium though where they have walls and things?
Not in 1960 in Twin Falls, Idaho.
You didn't have electricity then, much less walls Falls, Idaho.
We did, but they just had, Pride Field and the players
came
in.
So what did you do? Did you just go out there and drink beer and watch the baseball game?
I was a little young to be drinking beer in those days, but yes, I did go out to the games, and they had some really good looking guys that came in from all those other bigger cities. And
So would you get those seats behind the dugout or something?
Yeah, where you could talk to the players and maybe go have a Coke after.
A Coke after. Well. Okay. Hey, Trish, Colorado passed and then signed some of the most stringent gun measures in America, including the amount of ammo you can own.
Yes.
And other things. And Magpul, which is a large company there that builds magazines, high capacity magazines for the military and, for people, is pulling out of the state. They said, you pass this, we're leaving. So they're pulling out.
And they're coming to California, right? Okay.
Pee Wee Herman comes to California. Magpul doesn't come to California. George Clooney comes to California. Winchester does not come to California. We can go on and on and on like that.
Exactly.
The sportsmen and all the people there, they're going, wait a minute, what did you guys just do? And they're starting, they've already got two initiatives that are being signed, to come back and try and fight this thing.
The issue with all of this registration, and now they're talking about it, but to me, that is just the first step in taking our guns away. As soon as they got them all itemized and know exactly where they are and how many of them you got, Dianne Feinstein said as much in her criticism towards Harry Reid not bringing her bill forward
in
the Senate
for
the assault weapons. And she said that the idea of getting them is this is the way we do the registration and we do the assault weapons ban. And that's how we eventually eliminate these from our society.
That's right. Once they are identified, in a database someplace, that means somebody can come down and say, you know what, we have decided these weapons are illegal, and they're going to come down, oh, you have this weapon, just like that kid the other day on Facebook.
Absolutely.
He had a picture of it, and the police came to his house, to his parents, and said, we want to see the weapon, we want to come in and check where you're keeping it and look inside your safe. And the gun owner, the father goes, got a warrant?
Exactly. I think he let them in the house.
Then they wanted to, and he says, warrant.
No.
And he had his lawyer on the phone. He just said, ask him to leave. And the police did leave. They weren't like overbearing, but when they said, let me see it without the warrant.
Children's Protective Services. They can be the world's biggest jackbooted thugs.
We'll be right back after that comment. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a tough day for the markets as concerns about the European debt crisis and slumping tech stocks overshadow better-than-expected reports on the U.S. economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 50 points. Meanwhile, Lufthansa is grounding nearly 40% of its flights today. This after the union representing the airline's employees authorized a strike with the walkout starting at 4 a.m. local time. Like many big European airlines, Lufthansa has been looking to cut costs as it faces soaring fuel prices and competition from Middle Eastern airlines and low-cost carriers. And McDonald's is planning to make the Chicken McWrap a permanent part of its menu. The new premium McWraps will come in three varieties, chicken and bacon, sweet chili chicken, and chicken and ranch. The latest move by the world's largest hamburger chain reflects a change in tastes of its diners. McDonald's has already announced its plans to start offering an egg white version of its Egg McMuffin starting April 22nd. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you're driving right now, chances are the road was built with the help of municipal bonds. Bonds that finance bridges, schools, and roads. Good, sound municipal bonds. Made even better with municipal bond insurance. That's where Build America Mutual comes in. BAM, America's first mutual municipal bond insurer. We're rated AA stable and help save towns and cities money and protect municipal bond investors against loss. Find out more at buildamerica.com.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Griller's Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
A word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, you know. My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, East Side Road, 365-1479.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
It is 7:34 in the morning. It's 44 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber does wonderful work. We turned him loose in our house. We just left and said, Mike, can you do the kitchen? And we came back and we could not have been happier. The professionalism, the artist in this man, and what he could do with a kitchen. And you know, imagine what he can do with other things. But he also makes fire pits, of granite, and he has smokers now that he builds that, you know what, if you can't cook meat on these smokers, then you need help. But his name is Mike Huber, and it is Estate Granite. His phone number is 530-241-7866. And we recommend Mike Huber without any reservation at all.
Well, and you know, doing something really nice like that to your home is just such a great investment.
I don't know if you've been over since then, but you have. So, you know what? It makes a huge difference. I didn't realize it being, you know, obtuse and being a man, but even I noticed it.
No, you're there so much of your time. It's just a really,
it does. It does. It makes a difference, especially the work he did behind. I just wish, you know what? Okay. We're going to get the photos up on Mike, I know you're listening. Send us the photos. We're going to put them up on the website so people can see this. Okay. Hey, our guest, this morning is Sue Morehouse, and she's part of the Prison Reform Committee, from the First United Methodist and the Reading Friends. And you're having a big meeting on Monday to talk about realignment.
Yes, we have a panel organized with some key players in the prison realignment. The state has decided they needed to reduce the prison population. So probably people have been reading about this in the newspaper. So we wanted to have an education forum just to bring the people out to explain to the public what is happening here in Shasta County and how they're planning for this. So we're going to have Wes Foreman, who's the chief probation officer, Tom Pasico, the sheriff, Rob Letty, chief of police of Reading, Donnell Ewert, the director of Shasta Health and Human Services, which is also, he's over mental health, and then Jessica Delaney, the coordinator of the Shasta Homeless
all have been on our show many times. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line on this is, it's having an effect on our community, obviously. Mm-hmm. And Sue, so where is your angle at this? Is this just an education only thing?
Yes, it's an education forum, to bring people out to hear what they're doing, what the plan is. There's a Shasta plan, that they've put together. There's a planning committee that meets, once a month. And they have plans to open up a facility for the probation here on Court Street. But I'm not an authority on the whole realignment. That's why we need these key players to come and explain it to us.
Now, does your organization take a position?
No.
On any of these issues?
No, not at all.
You're just here to educate the population and make sure that everybody in the community who has questions mm-hmm. has a forum to get them answered.
Right. We have put on three other programs for education of the public. The first one was Joanne Woodward. The former warden from San Quentin came and spoke. I wasn't involved when she came. And then also there was a group of former prisoners from San Quentin that came and put on a play called Off the Hook. And then we had Sabrina Butler, who was the only woman that was exonerated from death row. She was put in prison for years, and then they finally had a retrial, and she was released. So,
innocent,
yes.
Innocent or not enough?
No, evidence. She was found innocent. Okay. Yeah. I mean, well, they, you know,
not
what
enough
is,
people left to convict her again.
Well, it was her own baby, and it was a really sad situation. But you know, a young single mom convicted of killing her own child. So, anyhow.
Okay, now this is the fourth one. Okay, so this is going to be Monday?
Monday at 7 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church. We'll have the panel and Wes.
And that's, where's that at?
It's on the corner of East and,
South?
East and South, yes.
East and South. It's right down from Pine Street. It's where I got married.
Oh, okay.
Linda and I got married in that church.
No.
We're not Methodist, but it was the most.
It's a nice church.
It's a beautiful church, and it was the, what was it? It was the atmosphere and the ambiance. So
they have a big fellowship room downstairs, yeah, too, good for reception.
Because there wasn't Anselmo's to get married.
There wasn't Anselmo's to get married. That's right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back and ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
So, okay. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we got to take a break here, and we're going to come back. I want to ask about the Prison Reform Committee. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I realize this is an education group, but see if there's anything more to this too, you okay. know, is, and what plans you have in the future for, mm-hmm. for bringing more people
right.
in. We'll be right back.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino is your number one spot for March Mayhem Madness action. Watch head-to-head college basketball on 11 big screens, slam dunk meal deals, and extended happy hour 13% off overtime menu items from 6 p.m. to 10. Excludes alcohol. Grab your friends and bring your A-game. For the Ultimate Four, for extended happy hour and half off overtime's menu till halftime of each game. Excludes alcohol. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. This portion of Free Fry Radio is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Featuring an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's Nutrition Experts, Orchard Nutrition. It's on 221 Locust Street right here in Redding, and that's right off of Athens Avenue. It's right behind the barbershop or, you know, Cypress Creek Barbershop. Give them a call at 530-244-9141. Let me tell you, if you can't find a vitamin or the bulk health foods there, you're not trying. Orchard Nutrition. Great place, great people there.
Friendliest salespeople, most helpful people you're ever going to run into.
That's right. Hey, our guest is Sue Morehouse, who is the Prison Reform Committee of the First United Methodist Church and Reading Friends.
Right.
Okay. So you're having this meeting with Wes Foreman and
Rob Paletti, Chief Paletti, Sheriff Basinko, the lady, lady from
Jessica
Delaney
from the homeless place,
and the guy that heads up the Shasta County Mental Health, well, the Health and Human Services.
Daniel
Eward. Yeah. Yes. And you know what? One of the complaints they had was that a lot of these prisoners are being vectored over to their mental health side. And he says, we don't have the money to take care of what we have in all these recent releasees.
The state is giving a lot of money back for, you know, I don't know if it's going to cover it. That's something we can find out. But the county has gotten a pot of money, and they're trying to decide at this point, making their plan. I mean, they've made a plan, and they've given some money out to different agencies to handle, you know, their parts of things. So, another part of this is we wanted to have, there were a lot of panelists that we could have brought, but we wanted to keep it to five people. And we quickly realized that we're going to want a follow-up meeting 6 months from now to see where we are once the center's open, what's going on now, you know, or is there enough money to cover everybody involved? We'd like to have a judge come next time. We're going to have this next meeting in October 8th with maybe having a judge come to talk about what sentencing changes there are as far as judges and the DA's office is affected. So we may want to have the DA's office just in a follow-up report on where we are now, how is the plan taking effect, and what progress has been made.
History tells us that when the state passes one of these programs, whatever it is, down to the local jurisdictions, the money comes for the first year to set it up, get you all set up, and then very quickly they have another catastrophe, crisis at the state level. And, oh, yeah, the funding, you still got the program, but you don't get any funds the second and third year.
I believe.
Happens every time.
I'm not positive. I think there is a number of years that it's guaranteed. I don't know. You know, that's something to come to the forum to ask. But
it's guaranteed until the next set of senators and assemblymen are down there making new rules.
And here's the other – okay, two more things you need to do, too. I think on the next on your next forum, I would invite one of these guys that's been arrested and released 15 times. Ask him what kind of impact
that's had. We talked to the Good News Rescue Mission to get recommendations on getting a prisoner to come to the forum, and they said it might be hard to find the right person to fit that, but that is something we thought we would talk to. We'd like to find a prisoner that would tell us how it was to be on state parole and the changes, because there was somebody interviewed in the newspaper, the Record Searchlight had an article that quoted a prisoner that had been on state parole and now is on county probation. He was actually complimenting the county probation because he was feeling like he was getting more local services because they know the community. The county, when a prisoner is released to back to Shasta County and is handled by Shasta County personnel through probation, they are connected more to the community. So, I mean, he had a positive spin for that. But anyhow, we'd like to follow that through and once the center opens, see how they feel about how that's working and what changes.
Another question needs to be asked is the lawyers are now circling the county jails.
And well, they're starting, all the complaints they had at the state.
Well, they're the same things that they had at the state. Overcrowding, subpar conditions, they're already starting to hit the counties because county jails were not built to hold people for long lengths of time. We have somebody sentenced in the Shasta County Jail for over 10 years in the jail.
And they're in year one.
They've got somebody down in LA that's in there for 40 years in the county jail. A lot of them aren't ADA compliant. A lot of the jails just weren't built for that. They're built as a holding cell, essentially. And
all of the complaints.
There's no money from the state to fight those lawsuits or to make those fixes. So
it is going to take some time to work this out to see exactly how our county wants to use the money that's coming. I don't know enough about it to give.
But that's why you're having your thing.
Exactly.
And you know what? And I applaud you, Sue, and the first United Methodist Church and Reading Friends. Mm-hmm. I applaud you for doing this, for bringing out information. Mm-hmm. You know, people have been pursuing this for a year, but there are still obviously a lot of questions, and you've put together, I think, a great panel. Now, that's going to be Monday at 7 p.m.
Right.
At the United
First United Methodist Church.
On Pine and South Street.
I think it's East and South.
I'm sorry, you're right. East and South Street.
And the important part is this is the information to out to the people. Now, what needs to happen is members of the community need to show up, get involved, ask your questions. Don't sit around and wait for other people to make decisions that impact you. Go in there and find out exactly what's happening instead of listening to us tell you what's happening.
Exactly. And we were hoping that maybe the four members, the panel members can tell the, you know, that might be one of the questions is how can I help? You know, how can I be involved in this process so that things happen the way I want to do it? You know, and, and maybe volunteers, what can volunteers do? What, you know, what programs can they provide?
Well, they're having a severe overcrowding problem. Perhaps you all could volunteer to take some of the felons into your home.
The realignment issue
Wait, let's get an answer on this. You know, Reading
friends. You're right, Carl. We're going to put three of them in your bedroom.
I didn't volunteer for this. Anyway. Okay, Sue Morehouse, thank you so much for doing this. She's part of the Prison Reform Committee. First United Methodist Church and the Reading Friends are having this meeting at 7 p.m. on Monday. Paletti, Chief Paletti, Sheriff Basenko, the West Foreman heads up the probation department. A lot of good people are going to be there to discuss what's going on with realignment.
Right.
All right. What phone number?
Oh, my phone number is 917-4619.
Okay, if you have a question.
If people have information.
People need to show up.
Just come and ask your questions there.
Okay, now the person who called us earlier who had all these comments, please give us a call back at 530-605-4567. And we'll be right back after these messages.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays, 10 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio, 1460 KCNR.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding has been family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Reading, 226-0992. Fret Body Work and Large Vehicles Estimate.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This 2-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, it's Radio Hall of Famer Warren Duffy. His new book is entitled The Green Tsunami, a tidal wave of eco-babble drowning us all. He'll talk about how globalists have seized control of the environmental movement and what you can do to stop America's freedoms from being swept away. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Trish. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. That's right. Stop by and visit your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here for Redding in the North State. They've got everything that you could possibly want in new or previously owned cars, trucks, or SUVs, and their service department is just outstanding. Get you in, fix your vehicle, and get you out again. That's Redding Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding, or give them a call at 530-223-2177. They will make a deal for you. Okay. While we were talking to Ms. Morehouse about prison reform, we had a phone call from a gentleman. So, John, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, John.
John, you had a pretty serious allegation here when you were explaining to our screener.
Yes, I do. Now, I've been going to the Mission off and on for about 5 years. Now, one thing that I have seen, and I've seen it consistently, is like when they get pallets of meat or large shipments of meat, that meat ends up in the trunks of the workers' cars there, and it doesn't get to the people that are staying at the Mission. Okay, and the explanation I got from somebody at the Mission was, well, if we served all this meat to these people, there would be too many people coming here. And I was like, what is it for? I mean, they're getting the meat for the people that come to the Mission, but they're taking it home for themselves.
So do you have like proof of this?
Oh yeah, you know, like you can, I'll tell you what, all you gotta do is go up there and watch when they get a shipment of meat. You'll see it going into everybody's trunks. I could go up there and take pictures.
Well,
I know I'm kicking a hornet's nest right now, but,
yeah,
you know, somebody needs to say something.
Well, okay, so what your allegations are is that meat that's been donated to the Good News Rescue Mission by stores and grocery stores and people that, does not end up with the people that are going there to the Good News Rescue Mission, but with the employees of the Good News Rescue Mission.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, I tell you what, you've made the allegation. You said that people have seen it, and I'm sure that this thing is going.
This will be followed up.
Take
a close look, and you'll see it yourself.
Okay.
You know, any time that meat is delivered there, it goes into people's trunks. A small amount ends up in the kitchen.
Okay, John. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye.
You bet. That's kind of serious.
Well, that's a serious allegation. Certainly, proving that is, I think, you know, you need some proof.
Yeah. You'd have photos and things like that, but, or just ask. Maybe there's an explanation for it. Maybe the meat has come and it's, maybe it's the expiration date.
You know, to store it.
It could be that. Or it could be, you know, you ask somebody, so where's the meat going? Well, the meat's gone because, if we serve it, there's too many more people will come as opposed to, well, we're having to store it in a freezer or something.
Well, exactly. Maybe that's what's happening. Maybe there isn't a freezer space.
I don't know. But you know what? It's worth a, I don't know John, but John seems, you know, very irrational and rational. And, you know, just saying this, calling in, saying, hey, this bothers me.
Well, you know, it's been my experience with the Good News Rescue Mission. And many times after a function that I've been involved with, we've taken food down there. I know that food has been used appropriately, so I certainly don't have any firsthand experience with anything not being used properly, but.
It's worth somebody making a phone call. We'll make a phone call today.
And talk to them, and maybe they have a response. I'm sure they have a response they'd like to put out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, let me see. What's the other big things that have happened here in our last couple of minutes? People are excited about now in Cyprus? The threat to go down to the banks and take people's money out of the banks to keep the government going. I don't think that happened, but I'm not sure. I mean, did they end up taking private money there? I mean, a lot of it's Russian money. Yeah, well, I think they had to vote on it. I don't think they voted on that.
It was certainly a topic of conversation and makes everybody nervous when, you know, we all kind of feel like we're in pretty, just kind of hanging a thread out there, waiting for the other shoe to fall and all of this.
Can they do that?
Stuff? I don't know.
Can the government take your money? Just take your money like that?
Do it every year.
Well, I mean, they take it.
I was going to say, it happens every year.
Well, maybe they're going to say, hey, look, this is pre-tax. we're going to take your money pre-tax, and then when you tell us what you have, well, what, they already do that though, come and think
they
of it.
They do.
You're paying your money into the income tax, and then you're getting it back. You know, if you're lucky, some people only don't pay into it. Anyway. Okay. Hey, we come back. Senator Maurice.
Some people get money back and they don't pay any in.
Now, how does that work?
I've never been able to do that.
Senator Maurice Johannesson will be joining us as soon as we get back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama is telling the Israelis,
I believe your future is bound to ours.
Getting cheers and some jeers. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is on the Middle East trip live in Jerusalem.
This is the keynote address of the trip, and he's giving it at a convention center in Jerusalem to Israeli citizens. Earlier, the president visited Palestinians in Ramallah, where he said he still has hopes for the stalled Middle East peace talks. He urged the Palestinians to give up their demand that Israelis stop building settlements in the West Bank before they'll return to the talks.
So I don't want to put the cart before the horse. I want to make sure that we are getting to the core issues and the substance.
The president chastised the Israelis for building settlements, saying it's not constructive. Dave?
Mike, the head of the UN, wants to know what happened in Syria.
The use of chemical weapons is a crime against humanity.
Ban Ki-moon ordering an investigation into whether a deadly attack Tuesday involved a chemical weapon. Both the regime and rebels blame each other for firing it. At the House,
the yeas are 221, the nays are 207.
A party-line vote approving the Republicans' 2014 budget plan. And they've also just okayed funding for the next 6 months for the government. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
The chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, Kentucky Republican Hal Rogers, praised that continuing resolution and the tweaks made by the Senate.
This bill is the product of thoughtful bipartisan conciliation and hard work.
Not so happy Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro, who says the CR still contains
deep, permanent, indiscriminate, and harmful sequestration cuts that threaten our economic recovery.
Now the continuing resolution heads to the president's desk. The budget plan will eventually go to conference to be reconciled with the Senate Democrats' very different vision, Dave.
Rich, sales of previously owned home sales inched up last month to the fastest pace since late 2009. The four-week average of jobless claims is the lowest in 5 years, but on Wall Street, the Dow's down 78. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, the superior shell technology, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty. So you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. Now it's making sense. You really do get what you pay for, and you won't have to wait, because Trex Enhance is now in stock at the Home Depot.
Ah, the sound of small business, getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Again, President Obama is talking to Israelis in an address in Jerusalem, and he has mentioned again the threats of a nuclear-armed Iran.
A nuclear-armed Iran would raise the risk of nuclear terrorism. It would undermine the non-proliferation regime. It would spark an arms race in a volatile region.
Now, Israel has threatened to attack Iran if Iran's nuclear program continues to grow. But Iran's supreme leader has warned Israel today if it launches such an attack, Iran would retaliate and destroy the Israeli cities of Tel Aviv and Haifa. NASA calls it a historic find. Rockets used to send man into space discovered at the bottom of an ocean. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is live in Miami.
Now, Dave, those giant Saturn V rockets with the 12-foot-wide F1 engines that sent the Apollo astronauts to the moon, they were just discarded after liftoff and sent falling down into the ocean. But now Amazon.com founder Jeff Bezos has found some of them. He's fronted the money for a deep-sea expedition. They're so worn out from impact and sitting on the ocean floor for 40-plus years that it'll be hard to tell which engine was attached to which mission, but NASA hopes to get them to the Smithsonian as soon as they can, Dave.
Evan, a drugstore chain wants to know, how healthy its employees are.
Workers at one of the nation's biggest drugstore chains reportedly must yield personal health information, including weight, blood pressure, and cholesterol, or pay a hefty $600 a year fine. The Boston Herald said the CVS Caremark policy also requires employees to either quit smoking or enroll in a smoke enters program. The company considers it a wellness review, but according to the paper, workers must agree to sign a form claiming the screening is voluntary. Critics fear that privacy is at risk and the door may open to discrimination against unhealthy or disabled workers. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
March Madness gets into full gear next hour. The NCAA tournament's first of the 16 games today start, 16 more tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to our second hour of Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM Community Talk Radio for the North State. It is 8:05 in the morning on March the 21st. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And of course, we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Chat rooms going forward in there. I'm joined by Trish Clark.
Good morning, North State. Great morning.
Yeah, my Thursday co-host. And, you know, we're going to start off with our Market Minute and Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. Stocks are under pressure this morning during the due to Eurozone woes. Excuse me. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 68 points at 14,443. The S&P 500 is off 8 points at 1550. And the Nasdaq Composite is down 27 points at 3,227. Some of the day's biggest movers, Pfizer down 8 cents at 28.21, JCPenney off 47 cents, trading at 15.70, Citigroup down 20 cents at 45.89. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down 17 cents at 17.10 per share, North Valley Bank off a nickel at 17.47, Bank of Commerce trading flat at $5.12. Treasury prices are higher. The 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.93%. The 30-year bond is 3.16. For commodities, gold is up $6.40 an ounce at $1,613.90. Silver positive 38 cents at $29.20 per ounce. Crude oil off 73 cents, trading at $92 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you very much, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. They give us the Market Minute. And if you're looking for good advice on where to put your money, go to our Wells Fargo Advisors and give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive. Weather today.
Weather today, it's 44 degrees, and it feels cooler than that, but it's mostly sunny with a high near 68 today, mostly clear tonight, low around 40, little bit of wind from the northwest, sunny with a high of 69 on Friday, and we're looking for a really good weekend, nice work in the yard weather, and probably not any rain until Tuesday or Wednesday. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
And what's happening out in Anselmo Vineyards?
Tonight's Thursday night, so they have pizza night along with all of the other good things. You need to make a reservation if you're going to go up there.
Handmade pizza.
In a wood-fired
pizza oven. It is great. And they, you know what? You do. 474-5546. Make reservations. They run out of pizza up there. They'll do 50 or 60 and they're gone.
And the weather's getting better. It's nice up there in the evening. The patio's beautiful. And you can go up and look at the new facility that's getting ready to open up for the first wedding this weekend.
And, you know, and our guest, Senator Maurice Johannesson, is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning from the state of Jefferson.
Good.
Which is more than a state of mine. I mean, this is a state of mind at Jefferson. This is not something that's just passing. In fact, they're trying to redo it again.
I think we should. So we're going to get to the senator here right after the break. But before we go for break, I'm going to sneak this one in. I have two tickets for the Spring Home and Garden Expo Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free passes right here, free passes for the Spring Home and Garden Show. So give us a call at 530-605-4567. You get two passes.
And all right. You know, if you do the third caller, you could really make Bob work a lot harder.
Yeah, but Bob then complains to me.
Okay, so we're doing the first caller.
Yeah, and I've got some more tickets to give away. I'll probably give some away tonight. Maybe tomorrow. I've got another couple for tomorrow, too. Anyway, we've already got the caller, and then we're going to take a break right now.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, it's Radio Hall of Famer Warren Duffy. His new book is entitled The Green Tsunami, a tidal wave of eco-babble drowning us all. He'll talk about how globalists have seized control of the environmental movement and what you can do to stop America's freedoms from being swept away. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Army Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Our ladies-only CCW classes have become one of our most popular events. We begin each class with basic pistol instruction, so there's no need for shooting experience. We can supply the ammunition for your training, so you don't have to worry about finding it locally. Visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalify.com, or call us at 999-1822 to schedule your CCW training today. As a gun owner, blissful ignorance is not an option. NFI.
Oh man, there's Senator Yohannes, and he's up on the table and he's dancing. Hey, welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and our guest, Senator Maurice Yohannes, on KCNR 1460 AM Community Talk Radio for the North State. 605-4567 is our number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by, of course, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, coffee by the cup or buy it by the pound, their gourmet coffee beans, anything they can do to help you brew good coffee. And, of course, walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Veterans always get discounts. Joe and Shelley have supported this community for over 30 years. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Okay. One of the things I'm going to do today is kind of throw it out to Senator Johansson, Mojo, and Trish, who've got a long history here of poking their thumbs in the eye of authority.
You're kidding me.
And
really?
Where did you get that idea?
And county staffs. So what do y'all want to talk about today?
Well, Who knows? We can talk about some of the ridiculous gun laws that's being passed.
Let's start with those.
Okay. Let's do that. Just first of all, you have to understand that it's not very anything sensible going to come out of the legislature anyway. So they concentrate on nanny bills that doesn't have really any effect of any kind, because after all, no matter what California does, criminals can just go across the border and get what they want. So what good does it do, you know, to have whatever felonies and whatever you want to do, because the person is not going to worry about what the consequence is going to be or how to use the gun just to have it. So if he said, well, it's okay, so it's a misdemeanor to bring it in, so what? I'm going to commit felonies with it anyways. What do I care?
Well, and they've proven repeatedly every place where they have strong gun control laws, the crime is rampant. The only people who don't have guns are the law-abiding citizens.
Ask Chicago how well gun control laws
exactly.
work.
Exactly. Ask Australia. Ask Canada.
Murder City.
Yeah. Now, any of them.
Now, for example, you have SB 47, Yee, was a Democrat, and AB 48, Skinner, which is also a Democrat. What they basically does, make it a misdemeanor to offer for them on the manufacturer, importing, sale. But in other words, what they're saying is that if you sell somebody something, you're committing a misdemeanor. And I don't understand. And also they are talking about the quantity of ammunition that you can buy, and you got to register that. I mean, you know, there's just, they don't understand the mentality of an American people.
And it already is a law that you cannot transfer a firearm in the state of California without going through a registered gun FFL dealer and recording that sale.
Yeah, but you see,
so why do you need another law to do the same thing?
Because they need the publicity that they are right on top of everything, so let's duplicate everything. Well, I did that too one time. I even had a, what I call a potty bill out of nowhere. You know, I mean, you gotta get the publicity out there.
Okay, gosh, Mauricio, so, and you can speak to us about why you do bills down there. I always said, and I thought it should be mandatory, that anyone who was elected to either the House or the Senate or the Assembly, in order to introduce a bill, that bill had to include getting rid of at least 10 other bills.
Oh, you are too logical. That never go anywhere.
Well, I know, but that's what needs to happen.
Of course.
Can't possibly keep track of the bills that we've got, and they keep overlaying, and the whole thing about the gun laws in the state of California, the federal level, or wherever, as we said the last time, it's all to get a record, get us all to register them and write them down so they know exactly where to go get them.
Well, this is a benefit to the gun manufacturer. This is a bailout for ammunition manufacturers, and I understand the government itself now is buying up all the ammunition it can.
$1.6
billion.
Yeah. For FEMA, Homeland Security.
Somebody on our...
Maybe they need it.
Angel.
Well, they will when they use Obama's army to come
exactly.
after it.
Exactly.
Oh, that's another question. Okay. Well, okay, this is Angel.
I think she got him now.
She says, this is an oxymoron. U.S. versus Hayes. Felon cannot be compelled to register their guns. It's self-incrimination. The problem...
I like it.
That's so good.
It's against the law for felons to register their guns, because then they just said, I'm a felon, I've got a gun. So now they can be arrested. So they don't have to. That's self-incrimination. They weren't read their rights.
It's the Fifth Amendment.
You mean the one that says when you get the gun license, they ask you whether you're a drug dealer? I love that.
Yeah, are you here illegally? And do you use marijuana? And,
exactly.
And then the people say yes to marijuana, then you don't get a weapon, and they're all upset. Well, you said, you know what? This is not my law. This is Mr. Obama's law.
Well, it's unfortunate that those people that trying to push all these various new gun laws doesn't understand that not only can they go across the state line to get what they want anyway, but the way they describe the firearms and so forth means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. Just because you got a thumb hole or a hand hole or whatever. Or
a pistol grip.
A pistol grip. I mean, yeah. Come on. I mean, you know, it's the same thing with the shotguns. You can do anything you want with a shotgun as long as you're below, I guess, it's 16 inches or whatever it is, but not below the 16 inches. But the thing is, you can, anyone can manufacture, and anyone, in fact, I was challenged one time, and I was a tool and die maker at that time, and that was in the early 50s, early 50s. And I challenged somebody, says, give me 10 minutes, and I'm going to make you a gun you can't even bother. What did I make? I made a pen that looked like a pen for your pocket, and all you did was breach her over, put a .22 shell in there, and where the actual firing mechanism. Oh, never mind. But it. It's illegal to do that, but that
Trish carries
can do that.
Trish carries two of those today.
but you know what?
It is not. I don't want to go there either.
It is not illegal. It's not illegal to make your own weapon. Did you know you can make up to 6 weapons a year?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, you can for your own use. Did you know that? Yeah, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Senator Maurice Johannesson, who is railing against the new gun laws. And I like to, you know, bring up the fact, you know, Colorado has just passed a law saying how much ammunition you can have. And these jerks down there in Sacramento are saying, you know what, you can't have a high capacity magazine and you can't have something like this. And Feinstein, who put this up in the national level, Reid looks at it and pulls it out of the gun control bill and says, this will never pass.
Because not only that, he pulled the whole bill.
Yeah, and you know, and the reason Reid did it is he does not want Democrats voting on this because the 2014 elections are coming, and there are people out there that know exactly what this government's trying to do. All right, we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Senator Maurice Johannesson.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. This week, chemtrails, conspiracy to control the population, or a desperate attempt to save the world from climate change. A locally produced video is making the rounds. How could such a huge geoengineering project be concealed in plain sight? Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Griller's Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at readinghomeexpo.com.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is off on the spot with Linda Bott, but Trish Clark is always here on Thursdays with me. Trish, good morning.
Pleasure to be here.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, 4,000 happy customers, and locally owned, family operated. All of this in one company, Shasta Gas Propane. Why don't you give them a call and see if they can help you? 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. These are nice people out there. You know what, though? Every one of our advertisers, I can say that. You know, these are nice people. I mean, all different groups. Okay, our guest today is Senator Maurice Johannesson. And now let's talk about the state of Jefferson.
I love the state of Jefferson.
The state, you know what, when I first moved up here, and I didn't really know about the state of Jefferson, of course, and I was driving north, and there was this, you know, this metal cow, you know, it was a sculpture out there.
Oh, yeah.
And there was, yeah, the metal cow and this sign on top of this hay barn that said, State of Jefferson. And I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking, isn't that interesting? State of Jefferson. And I thought, what exactly is that?
It has been tried several times. First time I think they were tried was just before the Second World War, and the effort stopped because of the Second World War. It was tried again, and then Assemblymember Stan Statham started it again, and that was, I believe, in 92, and that went down. And he is now busy going to try to revive it now. And for those that don't think it is doable, I'd just like to point out that at that time, they figured that we would have the same economy as Arkansas, or Kansas and Arkansas. And it is basically a agricultural, timber type, and fishing type of a state. Excuse me. And it was really, you know, we went around with these buttons as 51st
state.
Or fight. And we had, we had the state bird and a few other things
going on.
What's
the state bird?
Well...
oh, that bird.
Yeah. That's the state bird. But anyway.
Glad this is radio.
Oh, okay. Same to you, Senator. Yeah.
No, we had a lot of fun with that. And the problem, of course, was that the people don't even have to vote on this measure. It has to be done by the state Senate. If the Senate approve it, it will then go to the federal to have approved. And the odds of them giving California another two senators slim to none.
Well, because especially because the two senators from up here would be somewhat different than the two senators from Southern California.
Exactly.
Well, all you have to do, really, is go south of Red Bluff. Go south, and especially when you get to Sacramento, which legislators basically think the Oregon border is the city limit of Sacramento.
Right.
And just go south on that and see how different we are in the southern portion of the state than we are up here. It's a total different mindset, total different responsibility.
The interesting part of the effort that was in 1992, because we were all involved in that, and I think Maurice and I were both working with Senator or Assemblyman Statham at the time, we sold it. The people in Southern California had got over their phobia about the water because that was the big issue. That Central Valley Water Project, federally controlled, doesn't have a darn thing to do with how many states we have. So it was perfect. And where the whole scheme fell apart, if you will, is that they in Southern California insisted that San Francisco be in Northern California. We, on the other hand, up here, were thinking that south of Red Bluff was a good place to draw the line, and certainly didn't want any part of San Francisco. Nobody wanted San Francisco, and so basically it deteriorated into a discussion about three states. I think Willie Brown brought that into
the
discussion.
Yeah, he was the one
who wanted
that, yeah.
And so it fell apart. But who would want
San Francisco? So they would become the power up here. It's the same problem we'd have then. If you incorporated San Francisco into this, they've got the vote. And then we would just be a suburb of San Francisco.
There you go.
You do, but the point of the whole exercise were to understand the difference in mindset and the different way people think and feel.
In Northern California.
Northern California is different. Very different.
And could be very viable. Could be a very viable economy. Recognizing that you get to start over with your budget.
How could the economy, since we've been handicapped and hamstrung by all the environmental laws as far as logging, which used to be something, and you can't dredge in the streams. We know we only got a couple minutes because then I want to talk about Texas after this, is how can we, how can we start over? Can we start over and just kind of do away with those things?
We can't do away with any of the federal imposition laws that are imposed upon us, but we can certainly do away with the imposition of the state laws.
Can you believe the amazement when one state steps up and says, federal government, get out of it. We're a republic. We are a sovereign republic. You do not have that right. We, as a state, have that right. Why don't somebody just stand up on a box and say, hey, enough is enough?
I think they did in South Carolina back in 1861.
And Texas is incorporated, is a sovereign state.
That is correct.
Well, but the thing is if they were truly, and there's a great book about Don't Mess with Texas, about how they did that. They wanted to secede from the Union. It's a great book. It's a comedy. But anyway, here's my thing is that, I don't think you could do that. You couldn't just secede from the Union. But if you could become the state of Jefferson, there might be things you could negate, like a lot of these state laws, and just get rid of them.
Well, we could
change
become a
them
foreign.
Or make yeah. them more, I mean, you can make this a business-friendly area up here.
Well, we can shoot somebody, and then we can take a shot across the border. We could become a foreign nation, secede from the Union, shoot at them, and then they'd have to send us funds.
Now you're thinking.
we can make Farsi our state language. Well, I mean, then they'd give us money, $25 million. Okay, just kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so the state of Jefferson, you two, we joke about it, but you two aren't joking.
No, we're not. No.
You're not joking. And there's a lot of other people that aren't joking about this. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I want to come back and say there's another way of doing this besides just the state of Jefferson, and we've talked about that. We're going to get right back after these messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama's packing a lot into his first trip to Israel in office, meetings with the top Israeli officials and speeches, including one going on now at Jerusalem Convention Center. He's talked about the peace process, Iran's nuclear program, and Syria.
We will not tolerate the use of chemical weapons against the Syrian people or the transfer of those weapons to terrorists. The world is watching. We will hold you accountable.
A Palestinian Israeli in the crowd heckling the president.
This is part of the lively debate that we talked about. This is good.
Israeli police escorted that man out. President Obama went to the West Bank this morning for lunch with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Existing home sales at the highest level in more than 3 years, up 0.8% last month and 10% higher than in last February. Fox News. We report. You decide.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading.
Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Carlbach. It's 8:35 in the morning, and phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's Last Stronghold. It is a great place. Go down and see DC Tim in the Man in Black. All down there at the Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. My co-host, of course, Trish Clark.
Yes. Good morning. And Maurice Johannesson is here. I want to step back just in time just a bit because
you two are such a hoot.
Well, Maurice and I have a good history, and I think there will be a lot of people in the audience who will remember back in 1989. Maurice was the mayor of the city of Reading.
Yeah.
I was the mayor of the city of Anderson.
Right.
And we both decided that we were going to run for the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, yep. District 1 and District 5. By doing that, we were both elected, and we formed a new majority on the Board of Supervisors, which absolutely turned this county on its heel. I and Maurice and Molly Wilson.
That's right.
And did we have some fun?
Well, we did, and, you know, it's interesting.
And made some positive steps forward.
One of the things that we want to do is contest some of the absolutely ridiculous laws from the state capitol. And we decided that we're going to fight it, and they said, you can't, because they'd put you in jail. And I says, please, please put us in jail. Let's make it a real good problem. And we couldn't get everybody to get along with that, because we thought we could do it.
And we did several things they told us we couldn't do.
That's right.
I remember, you know, if you've ever just have a boring evening and want to go back in the archives, just go and read the editorials for about a year and a half there. Cause we got hammered at least once a week.
Oh, yeah.
With every decision. Called us everything but white people I think we made some.
Remember the yellow t-shirts?
I do. What part of no don't you understand?
Yeah. And anybody
was during the budget process.
And anybody that got hit by a newspaper would be given a yellow t-shirt, and we passed it around. So when somebody walked around town with a yellow t-shirt, it means that they had contested what was being done. And it was fun. It was fun. But it was serious as well.
But the important part of that is we did do – we did some great stuff to change and make Shasta County government responsive to the people of Shasta County.
Well, that's what the bottom line is. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones here. BC, you are live on KCNR 1460. Do you have a question?
I surely do, Patrice, Bruce, and Carl. Good morning to you. Why
good morning,
not?
Good morning.
And you guys can hash this over. Why can't they change this legislature to a part time like Texas does when they only meet for 140 days every other year, and they only get paid $7,200. There's 181 of them. It wasn't until 1966 that California voted in to have a full-time legislation.
The answer is follow the money. And
you know, what are you going to do? I mean, you think anybody going to pass that kind of legislation down there? Forget it. That has
can
to be
you get it on
there.
The can it get it before the people?
Sure, but they
vote on it.
You won't get them to pass the take on that effort. You have to do it from the people.
From a ballot initiative.
From a ballot initiative. And yeah. That's an expensive. You got to cost you a few $1 million to do that, but it'll be worth trying.
Absolutely. Anyhow, we'll listen to the rest of the people on the air. Thank you, guys.
Hey, BC, thank you. You know, it's a good idea. And the fact is do we need a full-time legislature that makes over $100,000 a year? Every year, because that right there is self-perpetuating. And the ones that get termed out, they end up going into the other things that is also very expensive. You know, I mean, it's
well, they
expensive.
Go from the Senate to the Assembly, and then they bounce back because they were in the Senate before they were in the Assembly, and then they go and do something else.
Or they go to commissions.
Exactly.
Or they get elected into other things.
But what he brought up was like Texas. And that's the other thing you were alluding to, that there's another way to get out of the state of California other than the state of Jefferson, and that is we need to go to Texas and we need to explain to them the benefit of having a seaport on the ocean and all of the things, and they need to do a non-contiguous annexation of Northern California. Then we would be Northern Texas.
Well, I think it's a good idea to try all these things. If for nothing else, it's an exercise.
Well, the thing about Texas now here's something that y'all were talking about that I didn't know. Okay, so Texas decides that we want to annex this portion of California. It gives us a port up here in the Northwest.
Timber, they don't have.
It gives us a different, but it gives us more territory and all this. But just because Texas does, Don't the people of California have to get involved here?
No, the state of Texas makes the annexation proposal. It goes through their local agency formation commission.
Yeah.
They pass it and file the annexation. The only people who have to vote on whether they are annexed are the people within the annexation area, i.e. Northern California, wherever we draw the line.
So the state legislators can't fight this in court and say, oh no, you can't take this. I don't care if everybody in the whole state, Northern state, voted to go to Texas. You can't take a part of our state.
My understanding that the rest of the state doesn't get to vote on it, just the annexation area and the state of Texas, who will be the receiving entity.
Would you want to be part of Texas?
Do I want to be part of Texas?
You want to be part of Texas up here?
That's a good point. I'm tired of the nonsense we're doing now. I mean, you know, we are so overloaded.
Can it be worse?
We are so overloaded with rules and regulation. I'm amazed that people haven't done this before fighting all this stuff, because it's crazy. You cannot build. We don't allow people to build anything. And if you do anything, it's going to take you a couple of years to get it done. I've been fighting things. Just take the veteran home over here.
Yeah.
People don't understand. It took 17 years to get that done. 17 years. Give me a break.
All right. We are going to take a break right now. We're going to give you a break. We'll be right back after this break that we're having for Senator Johannesson.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Griller's Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Sroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
No other soldier knows her, no soldier only me.
Yellow Rose of Texas, by the
way. Oh. She cried so when I left her, it like to broke my heart. And if I ever find her, we never more will part. She's the sweetest rose of Texas.
The yellow rose of Texas. There you go, Bad Bob. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. They've got it. They'll do it. They'll extend the life of your heating and air conditioning system just by taking care of it for you. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Go to their website, homecomfort.org, or give them a call at 530-221-2642. We've all used them here, and we all are very proud of Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, my guest, of course, my co-host is, it's no longer a guest co-host. She's my co-host, is Trish Clark.
Good morning.
But our guest today is Senator Maurice Johannesson. And we just, you know, during the break, this is what I threw out here. Are we represented in the North State? Are we truly represented in the North State?
Well, let's put this in the right perspective. And I, before we get off the air, I want to make sure to thank Carl Linda for having the station.
Oh.
And what they do for the veterans.
Well, thank you.
That's a very emotional thing for me, and thank you.
Well, thank you.
But anyway, you have to look at, I look at the Senate, and there's something similar to that, of course, in the Assembly. The Senate has 40 members of it. These 40 members supposedly represent certain areas by population, which means that in Northern California, north of Sacramento, basically, we probably have the most two or three senators. That tells you that 37, at least 37 of them, is south area from Sacramento south. And I understand now they're running somewhere around 14 or 16 or something like that. Senators representing the major metropolitan area of L.A. Now, Antonio Varagoza and I have been fairly good friends when he was in the Senate. He's now the mayor in, well, he was in the Assembly, though, mayor now of L.A. And I can tell you, there is no way that we can get that representation that we need. We have basically a third of the state, and we either go along with the flow or we don't get anything. We're dead meat. We might as well just go and get a cup of coffee and a donut and walk out.
And the problem with that is that our needs and the ability to distribute service, the ability to do anything is so different. What works in Los Angeles absolutely cannot work in Modoc. It's a different world.
They don't get it.
And you absolutely trying to talk to them about the distribution of water, about, as you indicate, they honestly believe, and I had the opportunity to bring the supervisors and elected people from Southern California on many times up into the North State. They absolutely did not comprehend that you could drive for 3 hours after you left Sacramento and not be in Oregon or damn near in Canada. Did I say that? I
mean, that's okay.
It was so frustrating to me.
Carl, this is what you get for inviting the two of us together.
Well,
They don't understand that there's this whole portion of the state unrepresented up here.
Well, that's my main complaint is this, is no matter how good our people that we elect to get down there, Daley and Nielsen, that they can't, one, even as leaders, they can't get bills out of committee. Because if the Democrats don't want the bills out of committee. And I mean, we ran into that so many times. The other thing too is that when they vote like that, they completely negate any type of representation we have. And when it comes down to the presidential vote, I'm not for, you know, a one vote, you know, one thing. I'm for a republic, but it should be percentage of votes in a state should count. Like if 48% of us vote one way, then that should be how many electoral colleges you get.
Well, you have to, you know, the interesting thing, people don't really understand. Here's give you an example. I go down to the Capitol quite often, mainly because I deal with the veteran issues, and I'm going to continue to do that until I go up and I go. Get put in plan and I go. But the point is that they do not understand what is happening in Northern California. I think they're a little frightened, I'll be honest with you, because if anything going to happen, it's probably going to happen in hinterlands. But you cannot continue to do what you do now. I called one of the top people in the legislature, and I says, what are the Republicans doing these days? He says, well, you know, we got to be on the floors on Mondays and Thursdays. They just go in the coffee shop, get themselves a cup of coffee and a donut and leave. What difference does it make? The rules are you must have some opposite party be on these committees. So when I was down there, they would call me up just to warm a seat in order to be able to do it. And it's a lot worse now than when I was there.
Yeah, I mean, just to warm a seat.
Didn't mean anything.
We've got people lined up here on the phone. Okay, let's go to line one and Billy Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Senator, thank you for continuing your effort and Tris yourself on this state of Jefferson. I am a advocate, and we can't forget Southern Oregon. They want in too, and we have to understand that representation that you guys were just talking about. There is no way we're going to win this battle with the lopsided politics. I'm not going to Texas. I don't want to be part of Texas. So it's Jefferson for me, and I think it can be done. We'll go from Rio Oso, Marysville, all the way north into Roseburg. We'll take our timber, our tourism, our water, our mining, our minerals. We'll take our agriculture, and we'll take our good people and put our own state together. We don't need Texas.
All right, Billy Bob, okay, I like it. All right.
All right, and Carl, with your bully pulpit there, we got to get on this state of Jefferson. We got to push it. It's our only way out.
All right. Well, we know what. This is a good place to start, and it's right here.
Thanks a lot,
Billy Bob. Okay, let's go to Kay, line two. Kay, good morning.
Good morning. This is a very interesting topic to me. And when in 1992, when that election was held, I was in Washington, D.C., and my absentee ballot got there the day of the election, and I was bound and determined to vote on it. So I ended up sending it by United Airlines, and United Express brought it up to Reading.
Well, what do you think? Do you think we need a state of Jefferson here, Kay?
Well, I think we need something. And there's one thing that's always bothered me, and that's when the Supreme Court voted on the one-man vote, made the decision on the one-man, one vote. Before that, each county had a senator in Sacramento. So we had 58 senators. After that, they made it so that it was by population. But the one man, one vote was based on race. It wasn't, and ours wasn't based on race. Ours was based on people and resources.
On, you mean population or race? You mean like what color you were?
Well, it was a case that was brought to the United States Supreme Court from one of the Mississippi or one of the southern states.
Oh,
Okay. And it was based on, it was race based. And ours wasn't race based. Ours was based on the population and the resources, basically.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I think the idea of having a, you know, when they made it by population, you know, when they figured out that we have all these trees but no people, when they made it
but
to population.
But the lower house is population.
That's right, and that's what, and that is what kind of sounded the death knell on us having anything to do with being able to make a decision. And we got to take a break, Kay.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thank you so much
Keep
for your phone call.
Keep up the good work.
Thank
Bye.
You. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Griller's Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers that pay their bills on time. Now that summer's back for a while, we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and chainsaws. And we have urea fluid for all the diesel pickups and big rigs. Knowing that winter will be back soon, please check your kerosene tanks and be sure you're on the top side. You don't want to run out of fuel on Sunday. If you're one of those people who have a propane bottle rolling around in the back of your vehicle, ask Gary about a propane foot. We have them on sale. If you see construction going on in the Redding or Corning plants, don't be afraid. Come on in and we'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. The only place you need to think about for all your heating and petroleum needs. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Well, I won't back
down. Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, KCNR 1460, the birthplace of the state of Jefferson. All right, our guest is Senator Maurice Johannesson, but we're going to go to the phones real quick here. Randy, good morning. We got a minute or two.
Hey, good morning. Real quick, Senator, thanks for all you do for us, all the vets and everybody up here in the North State. What can we start a petition to get it on the ballot? To make it state of Jefferson or whatever it is we decide we're going to call it, can we
just leave?
Well, I know. How do you do that?
I mean, to tell you, get a hold of Stan Staton, and in fact, I even give you his telephone number, which happens to be 916-429-2240. That is 916-429-2240. He is going full bore with it now, and he was the one that did it the last time.
Well, we're gonna have Stan on the show here in a couple weeks. Good. Get him on Outside the Wire and talk about how do we go to the state of Jefferson. But Randy, are you one of these people that'll work for that?
You betcha. I will go four more. I'm retired, and I got plenty of time on my hands. I'll give up my golf game, and I will travel. And
you'll never give up your golf game. Don't tell me that. I know who this is. I know who this is.
You know,
maybe I'll play some other courses when I'm out of town. But I would love to get involved in that.
Remember that we're not alone. The two southern states, southern counties of Oregon, has been pushing for this for years as well.
You know, yes.
To be part of it.
I will travel. I know people up there. I got relatives up there. I will get on it as hard as I possibly can.
Okay. Maybe we'll put something up there. Hey, Randy, thanks a lot for your phone call.
We need to do something positive as opposed to just sitting around and complaining about
it. Let's do a positive.
Let's get involved and let's get everybody riled up again. Get with Stan and make it happen.
You know what? We have a lot of young people around that are firebrands that really like to do something. The problem is they don't quite know how to do it. And I think that the more seasoned citizens like us could give him a lot of hand and help him and use those for foot soldiers, so to speak, because they can do it.
What's wrong with the state of Jefferson? What's wrong with that? But, you know, having a state that really, truly, that supports what the people believe from this area. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, and frankly, I think Sacramento would love to have us out gone.
Well, we're nothing but an irritation to them, and maybe we could actually make something good happen.
Yeah, you know what? And, you know, we get all this, you know, I bet we could, you know, the problems we have with our economy and so many things could be fixed by just having a state of Jefferson up here. I really believe that. I think businesses from Southern California would flock here.
Oh, yeah.
Because they want to stay in California, but we'd give them good taxes and good reasons to come here. Okay. Senator Maurice Johannesson, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Believe me. You're taking a lot of risk, don't you?
I do. You know, I do with you two here.
Course, exactly.
Trish Clark, you know, my co-host on Thursday. Thank you so much, Trish.
It was a pleasure.
Tomorrow, we're going to be talking race relations here in the city of Reading with Eddie McAllister. And just remember, it's a good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
Peace is possible. It is possible.
President Obama telling Israeli students the young must claim the country's future. The keynote speech of his Mideast trip. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is traveling with the president live in Jerusalem.
The president came to show unity with Israel, but he encountered some division.
I believe your future is bound to ours.
That protester apparently advocating for convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard.
I have to say we actually arranged for that because it made me feel at home.
The president's message, peace is possible and necessary, and he said Israel must make some concessions.
Israelis must recognize that continued settlement activity is counterproductive to the cause of peace.
Earlier in the day, the president urged the Palestinians to return to the talks. Lisa?
Mike, when the president gets back, another short-term budget will be waiting on his desk. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Now, the continuing resolution keeping the government